Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Welcome to another fun-filled episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name is Amino Hassan. I'm joined, as always, by Black Trey, by Big Jer, by Jay Skills. No Juju this week. He's out traveling. Got a hell of a show for you guys today. Why won't white people just mind their business? We're talking about you, Jennifer Aniston.
leave Jamie alone. But first, patreon.com/countthedings. That's where you go for all the good shit. You get this full episode all at once, not broken up over days. You get a ad-free version of Cinephobe. You get the Cinephobe premium episodes that are still many of which have not been released yet to the general public. You got the watch-alongs. You got the, the OG podcast. You've got the Discord. There's so much stuff. I'm forgetting because there's so much stuff. So you got to go patreon.com/countthedings. We appreciate the support. It helps us continue to bring you guys more cool shit. Let's get started.
I just got this news alert. It said Jennifer Aniston issues statement after backlash over horrifically anti-Semitic Instagram posts.
Dog, okay. All right.
White people just need to win. Hey, listen, they got to mind their business, bro.
I was just like, man, like, this man just almost died, man. This nigga was on death's door.
This nigga came out of motherfucking shadows and already getting pushed back.
I was just like, yeah. And by the way, Jennifer Aniston, like, if you know what the crazy thing was, if you don't know, Jamie Foxx basically put on Instagram something along the lines of like, you know, like, they killed Jesus. You don't think they'll fuck you over too? Hashtag fake friends, right? And I feel like this is a very black person thing. This might be a two American situation, because when black people said they killed Jesus, it's basically saying, look, if Jesus Christ got fucked over by his friends and all that, who are you basically to think that you untouchable?
I'm not going
to
let you untouchable.
That shit ain't going to happen to me. But for white people on some Passion of the Christ shit, they think, they always think, he's talking about Jewish people. Like, what? What are you talking about? Right? So it's definitely a two Americas thing.
Yes.
Now, here's the thing. If it were like, well, I'm thinking of, like, if it were Julia Louis-Dreyfus that came out and said, whoa, that's anti-Semitism is a cool da-da-da. Like, she'd be wrong. You're still incorrect, man, but I get it. Like, you're Jewish. Like, that term around the killing of Jesus, like, I get their sensitivity, even though she'd be mistaken in this case. Who the fuck are you, Jennifer Aniston? You Greek? The fuck out of here, Captain Save Them All Day? Like, maybe let someone else lead the charge. And that's what white people love doing, man. They learn about a cause, they get on their horse, and they want to lead the charge.
Wait, she not Jewish? Braveheart.
No, dude.
Hell no. Not.
Ow!
Exactly.
Hell no. Oh, my God.
He's a white woman, like, through and through.
She's just being white.
Oh, yeah.
She pulled the ultimate white woman card.
Damn.
Like, I'm appalled that you
that
would
was,
think
that was
that I was that involved
was
in.
Online, that was the online version of Let Me Speak to Your Manager.
Yeah. I would never be involved in such disgusting, dastardly things.
I'm like, who the fuck are you, by the way? Like, I to chime like in on this shit. Me too, but like, that's
I don't
a,
like
that's
her a, anymore.
I mean, like it's a dick move.
Yeah,
man.
I feel like my nigga Brad Pitt. I feel you, Brad. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. Can you imagine?
Oh my God.
He was probably, that's what I'm saying.
Every day.
Same way.
Every day.
Better for a few years.
Every day,
like,
man. You got to hear some shit like,
hey, he be like, look, he be like, man, look, Brad be like, man, I know the pot ain't calling the kettle black. Oh, what you got against black people? Like,
it'll probably be worse than that. It'll be some shit like, yo, who drank the last of the milk? I did. And you didn't even check with me? Bitch, you lactose intolerant. Like, why do you even care? It ain't your milk.
But you don't know. I could have wanted to make something with it.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Like, just that type of shit, man. Like, again, like, if you super sensitive because that's some shit that touch you, I'm willing to. I'm like, okay. Again, I still don't think you in the right. Like, she's absolutely wrong. But like, damn, like, get off his dick, all right. But and especially for Jamie, like, this motherfucker literally almost died, and this dude always been super cool with everybody. I've never heard an industry person say Jamie Foxx is a dick or like an asshole or anything like that.
Bro, this nigga Jamie Foxx fucks nothing but white bitches. So, you know he fuck with the other side. Like, come on. Why are you
Jamie
even questioning it?
Fucks with the snow?
Come on.
Hey, bro. How you not doing that?
My bad. Can we boss it? I'm not on the scene.
Can we boss it over for a second?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got you. I hate like y'all give me these fucking super.
Nah, I'm just telling you, man. But like, yeah. But I'm just... All right, and we're black. So yeah, man, like fucking get off Jamie's dick already. And again, like to go doubling and tripling down and shit. I don't even know where she at. Did she apologize for the apology or what is she doing now?
That's what I thought the article that I got was, but I think it's just on the initial situation. She hasn't apologized for the apology, but I think what happened was, if I could try to peel behind the curtain, like I guess niggas was in Jamie's comments going in on some Hotep, Hebrew, you know, Black Israelite, you know, whatever jargon, and somehow that probably got screenshotted and sent to her white group chat and was like, did you know that? Because somebody had to alert her of this, that somebody thought that this was meant in this way. Because nobody, after you like some shit, you're not just sitting there looking at the post. She liked it, went on about her fucking day. And somebody inboxed her like, did you know he was saying this about?
Yeah, like somebody said, oh, you know, they probably looped her in like, oh, this is what you do you endorse?
Yeah,
this is what you endorse. This is what you for. I see you like, cause nigga, you know that like, boy, that like is.
Yeah, so fuck that person. Whoever hit her text with the like investigation, fuck them especially.
The like,
like
I was just like trying investigator. To fuck you to the like police that are just out there. Like, leave the likes alone, man. The common man even gets caught up with the likes. Back when Instagram used to snitch and tell you who everybody used.
Oh, no. What a game changer! Yo, shout out to whoever was on Instagram. I was like, why are we showing people who like where they follow them?
That shit was showing the likes and the comments.
Nigga. It was ruining relationships.
World War III was going on.
Oh my god!
Like that was terrible.
Yeah, that was a time.
Hey, and it's funny because niggas was still liking shit they knew they wasn't supposed to like, and still commenting shit they knew they wasn't supposed to comment.
Till this day, I have yet to like something because of this. This is the reason why I do not give out likes, bro. I seen one time. I remember I was on Instagram, bro. It's like 2 something in the morning. I'm seeing the horniest likes from the homies. I'm like, bro, this shit is insane, nigga. It is insanity, nigga. The likes, nigga, I was seeing. So I was like, yeah, I'm good. I'm not going to tell myself like that.
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher-turned-podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum-sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high-quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
Now, the worst be when even nowadays when you go and you see the shit is liked by so-and-so and like 4,000 other people, you like, why is it telling me this person's name?
Yo, Trey is the reason that I don't like shit on Twitter, my nigga, because I liked something one time. And Trey texted me. It's like, yo, nigga Trey, you horny as shit this morning. Like, yo, you got to relax. I'm Trey. Like, oh, shit.
This nigga Trey for sure. He's out here.
Bookmark, Trey. Bookmark.
Hey. I will see every little. I'm not the horny police, but that shit be funny, dog. Catching a homie in 4K out here liking. Thing out here horny. You got
the Richard Lawson likes.
My nigga, that, hey, them likes was crazy. Nah, it was the Doc Rivers likes, nigga. That nigga had the crazy like, nigga. That shit was like, nigga, the bomb tweet hadn't even went live yet, nigga. It was like 720. This nigga here. Just horned up, nigga. I'm like, damn. No, and that's the crazy thing. It was a good like, but it was just too horny for my liking.
You know what the equivalent of that for Instagram is now? Yeah, sometimes it'd be these accounts. It's literally just it's a girl her ass all the time, and I'm like, who among us, right? So I'd be like, yeah, man. You know what? Oh, let me follow just so that shit is like in the feed, like in between, like, oh, so and so. Oh, word, you guys went on vacation. Oh, cool. Oh, here's some ass, right? Like just in my feed. But you know what stops me every time is I think of like every time I click on those profiles and then it'll show you like your mutual follows. And all the time I'm like, these horny niggas.
Nigga, right, it's here. Always the same four or five horny niggas. I'm
like this nigga.
When I'm on Twitter, that shit happens all the time, bro. And I'll be like, whenever I see like a new random bitch or whatever, and I always see the same, I'm like, how do these niggas get to all of these bitches? Like,
get them first, man.
They're always the first.
First on the scene.
Yeah. Let me ask.
Hey, that shit don't even.
Go ahead, Trey.
No, I was gonna say, like, nigga, that shit don't even be up like 30 seconds. A nigga have a hot like, I'm like, damn, like, nigga, what? But Twitter, my Twitter, seconds, like my Instagram algorithm, that shit just like these little fucking vertical videos of fucking basketball pods and like algorithm shit. Yeah. On Twitter, every couple of three scrolls, it's a chick and a mirror selfie. So it's I'm like, Elon, what you trying to tell me, bro? I'm back out here.
Nigga, the algorithm follows what you like, Elon, nigga. Like
but Elon, I don't follow nothing, though. That's what I'm saying.
It follows what you, whatever you spend your time visually stopped on, nigga, it knows. So
but anytime I open the app, bro, that shit is a baddie, dog. That shit is a baddie, and I know better.
Yeah,
I know better, bro. Like I said, look, I was at this block party yesterday, right? And my homie, I let him be horny in 4K, right? It's this joint. She wearing like a mesh shirt, no top. So everybody looking at this point, bro. So I'm like, hey, what's the odds of you talking to her, and then you getting with her, you actually like her and try to change how she look, tell her stop dressing like that. No, you already subscribed to what you trying to get. You know what I'm saying? You can't come in trying to change that. But the shit was so funny because I'm just like, everybody horny, dog.
Shout out to New York in the summer, by the way.
It was good. Hey, and I know you seen the video. What was they rapping?
Oh, the Ski Yee?
They was rapping fucking Ski Yee. I told Juju. Sexy Red, she ain't got one, but she got two. I'm watching the girls tell everybody they booty hole brown and they pussy pink. I'm like, wow.
Oh, that song.
I said, yeah,
they rapped that shit.
And hear me out of me. This is for how this was, right? Think about Delancey, Orchard, mm-hmm. right there, all mm-hmm. the way down. Three blocks worth of Orchard of people singing that.
Just straight. Because?
Just the song came on, nigga, and was pound town.
Yo, someone said, I can't remember, somebody tweeted because it was another group chat. They saved it, they shared it. Like, someone tweeted, like, oh man, like a whole pickup game paused because they were. All everyone started singing that Ski song or whatever, and I was just like, "Yo, first of all, what kind of bitch ass pickup game are y'all playing? Where you guys pause to sing along to a song that came on the radio? Any song could be whatever. Right. Rough Riders, I don't give a fuck, man. Like, we're not stopping the game for this.
We gonna hoop and just have music in the background.
And just have music in the background. But second of all, y'all don't stop. Like a bunch of dudes singing along to this hoe ass song, man. Like, and look, man, I get it. It's got its demographic, whatever. Hey, make money, sell records, do whatever. But y'all can't tell me it's not a hoe-ass song, man.
It's literally a hoe-ass song.
It's a hoe-ass song.
But I can't imagine niggas.
It rolls though.
But I can't imagine niggas stopping an actual pick. Like, what state was
like
this?
Like the ball goes and rolls.
Yeah, yeah. It just rolls in the corner and niggas just stop and just start like dancing, like sideways twerking. Like, what? That seems very strange.
I don't understand this shit, man. I don't claim to understand that shit. I remember when I was older, when I was younger, I was like, oh man, when I'm old, I'm not going to be like one of these old niggas that stuttered. I'm going to always be cool. I'm going to be right along with everything. Like, I'm not going to age out of it. But it's like, I look at that shit like you know what, man? Y'all go ahead. I'll be old. If being cool, me, I got to act like a bitch. Like I'm good, man. I'm good. Ah, look at this. This old nigga trying to be tough or whatever. Like, yep, laugh at me, man. Laugh at me.
Now I'm definitely gonna be the old quiet nigga in the corner, just like chilling, sipping a drink, just not taking part in that shit. Like, sorry.
Unless. Mm-hmm. Unless there's some hoes.
Yeah. I mean, that doesn't even need to be, you know, it's a given.
Just nod your head a little bit. Yeah.
That's going to do it for Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker, everybody. Shout out to Black Trey. Shout out to Jer. Shout out to Jason Madison. Juju will be back next week. He was traveling. That's why he wasn't here today. Remember, patreon.com/countthedings, where you get the full version of this all at once. You get ad-free episodes of Cinephobe. You get the extra content, the Discord, the watch-alongs. You know it. patreon.com/countthedings. Until next time, stay black, motherfuckers.